So how did you find out that the lieutenant governor was interested in your business?
Vicky Schwab actually ended up reaching out to me and said that he'd be interested in stopping in the shop and kind of just hearing my story.
Well, what is your story? For people who have not been in here, what would you like people to know about your business?
Yeah, basically about 2 years ago, kind of when everything was shut down still, I was still in high school, so I didn't have school, I didn't have work. Everything was just closed, so I started actually making fishing lures out of my room, and it kind of just has been taking off from there.
And I see the place is shaping up. You're getting some inventory in here little by little?
Yeah, definitely. Slowly starting to fill up the shop one step at a time. It's been a lot of fun so far, and I love it.
And looking to expand?
One day, hopefully. That's the goal, you know. So next thing is to get our nice packaging and then start reaching out to retail shops. And, yeah, go from there.
Start selling your products maybe to other stores, hey?
Yeah, hopefully like the Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's. We actually just got into Jay's Sporting Goods. They're just in the plastic bags, but the packaging will be nice to have.
And so who designed these lures, these rods?
Yeah, so we have a few different, I guess you could say, like ice fishing gear in here. So we've got ice fishing rods from Mag's, Frozen Puppy, and St. Croix. Then we've got a variety of ice shacks, reels, some clothing, just a good variety, yeah.
All right, well, a hidden gem on Ludington Street. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you.